my pleasure tonight to introduce you to Matthew Donovan, the author of Vellum, which is the 2008 winner of the Larry Levis Reading Prize. And last year was also selected by Mark Doty as the winner of the prestigious Bakeless Award and published by Houghton Mifflin. He has also won a number of important awards and fellowships, among them NEA, and his poems have appeared in many of the country's most prestigious journals, among them Poetry, the Gettysburg Review, the Kenyon Review, and the Virginia Quarterly Review. He teaches in New Mexico at the College of Santa Fe. You know, when our students and faculty narrowed down the submissions to the Levis contest, and this year there were 150 published first and second books we considered for the competition, our first criteria is excellence. We want to honor the best book. But we also want to do honor to the memory of Larry Levis, whose work has been a profound inspiration to so many of us, and whose importance to American poetry continues to grow as the years go on. And Matthew Donovan possesses many of the virtues we associate with Larry's work. He has something of Larry's ability to mix erudition and street savvy, a big frame of reference that can incorporate Charlie Chaplin, Stalin, Houdini, the Lumiere brothers in places like East Toledo and the Cactus Lodge Hotel. And he also, as you see in a graceful memorial for a friend entitled Shapes of Stone and Prayer, has something of Larry's elegiac concerns, and above all, Larry's deep sense of the tragic. For Vellum is a book that unflinchingly reckons with tragedy. It explores the manifold and often seductively beautiful ways that we allow the world to reduce and dehumanize us. And as a poem like Montezuma's Painters attests, art itself, the very thing which we poets hold so dear, is as often as not an unintentional instrument of that dehumanization. And Donovan understands that it is human error and our failings and not art itself which are to blame for this condition. Art never lies, but we can lie to it, just as we can lie to the world and lie to history. And in this election season, we're reminded again and again of how easy that is to do, how you can hide demagoguery and false counsel by calling yourself the original maverick, or by insisting you're chasing the moneylenders from the temple while at the same time they're throwing huge wads of cash at you. Larry Levis would have hated that. He hated that pettiness and cynicism and told us that the poet's task is to stand against that sort of falsehood and instead be willing to enter what he called the swirl and vortex of history. Matthew Donovan, I'm sure you will now see, is willing to enter that same maelstrom, and we're really lucky to have him tonight.